Now on the ticket hotline is someone else who was there. It's Rangers president Nolan Ryan. Good morning, Nolan.
I wish it was a little bit better of a morning, but we'll do what we can here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough loss last night, and the Tigers' bats woke up a little bit. And I guess you guys didn't expect to sweep Detroit, right?
No, but you know, you always hope for something like that. Mm-hmm. In these situations, you're up two games. But you know, one thing I realized after last night is never get a relief pitcher or a porn film from Japan.
I don't know if you should take that out of last night.
Well, that Uehara or whatever they're calling him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that their pitcher sucked from over there, and at least that one did. And I don't know why they think their scat films are sexy as long as they pixelate the genitals, but... But I'm about ready to institute a few rules. We get no more pitchers from former Axis power countries, unless it's Germany or Italy. I mean, did John Daniels not realize that we fought a war with those people?
Well, yeah, but that was a long time ago, and it doesn't apply to pitching.
Well, now they got their kamikazes coming in the middle innings for us now, destroying us from inside. So.
Well, you guys aren't really hitting much either, you know.
Well, yeah, the bats not doing quite as well as we want them to do, and we're going to try to get that turned around. And I, you know, I'm just so frustrated right now after that loss. And last night I swam across Lake Erie just to kind of take my mind off the
water. All the way across it.
And that was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be, too.
Yeah,
it's a great lake.
And while I was out there, I got into a fight with an alligator guard. Had to knife him with my leg machete. And the ballpark food sucks up here, too.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I had to go out and kill my own snacks before the game. So while everyone else was out there snacking on hot dogs and funnel cakes and whatnot, I was eating a coyote leg topped with bobcat guts.
Gross.
And I'll ladle them on there. And this afternoon, I plan on eating whatever hobo I can kill with my bare hands.
What?
Jeez.
Gosh, Nolan.
I'm just joking with you.
Yeah, good. That makes us feel a little better.
I kill him with a tire iron.
What? Man, you are taking last night's loss pretty hard.
Well, I'm also pissed because Josh had to pay that fan $10,000 for hitting him with a bat.
Oh, the fan that we thought was acting?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't about 15 minutes later, he shows up with a neck brace on, sitting down in that seat. And of course, you probably saw the footage. He gets grazed with the bat, and he was more back and to the left than JFK in 63. But Ron loves it up here.
Does he?
Really?
Yeah. He's been, we've been staying at the Hilton, but he's been staying in the abandoned pigeon-infested hole of the old Studebaker factory.
Gosh.
Why isn't he at the Hilton with you?
Well, he just says that the blight up here is comforting.
Okay.
And I went out and bought him a new light jacket. And you should have seen the tears in his eyes, Georgie.
He gets plenty of jackets from the organization. He makes a ton of money. Stop it.
I bought it for him, and, I mean, he said it was like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
He was wearing it towards the end of the game there. And I'm also teaching him his letters.
Gosh.
He's already learned 12 sight words. And
it's great that you've taken him under your wing.
Well, and I want to know, let me ask you a question. You are in the media.
Mm-hmm.
That big old Walmart greeter that came out there and sang that national anthem.
That was Aretha Franklin.
Oh, I knew she must have been famous. I thought it was Jabba the Hutt. But
all right, come on.
Well, from where I was sitting, it sounded like the bugling of a rutting elk.
Well, I bet you almost went after it.
She's a legend.
Oh, she is?
Yes. Mm. She's the queen of soul.
Well, she got some tig old bitties and all that. Boy, and them things were hanging down like a wolf mother just giving birth to a litter of pups, swinging back and forth. We hope to do a little bit better today.
Well, I hope so, Nolan.
I hope y'all tune in. They're showing the game down there.
Yeah. This is nationwide.
All right, Dan.
Okay. All right, Dan. Well, good luck this afternoon. We'll see you. That's allegedly Nolan Ryan from Detroit.